Sometimes questions posed in the present can be answered by the past. That was Mamie Clayton's belief. Last fall, we aired a story about the late librarian who amassed one of the largest collections of black memorabilia in the world.
I've had people just say, why are you collecting all these old relics? Nobody's interested in all of this.
For decades, Clayton collected millions of books, records, films, and photos. She kept most of these priceless artifacts in her South Los Angeles garage. Last year, Mamie Clayton passed away, soon after getting some very good news. Her collection would have a spiffy new home in a nearby Culver City courthouse that had fallen out of use. Now some of the rare films from her archive can be seen at Casa Frehla Gallery in New York City. The event is called Hollywood to Harlem, an exhibition of early black films and a tribute to collector Mamie A. Clayton. Here with me is her eldest son, Avery Clayton. He's director and CEO of the Mamie A. Clayton Library and Cultural Center. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Rye. It's good to be here.
So your collection is basically really close to us in Culver City, California.
Well, it sure is. We're just hop, skip, and a jump away.
You know, we were really happy to run the piece learning about your mother's work.
Yes.
And let's get an update on the center. Your mother had the center, but the collection was still in her garage the last time that we updated on this?
Well, yeah. You know, we moved the collection out of the garage on February 12th, during the week of February 12th. And as you know, it's a huge collection, and I'd like to maybe take a minute in a little bit to tell you a little bit about the collection. But moving the collection was a monumental undertaking. I hired a moving company that specializes in archival collections. And it took 7 professional movers and 5 volunteers working 12 hours a day for 7 days.
Oh, my goodness.
To get the collection packaged. And then we sent it to a freezer facility and where it was decontaminated and the mold was deactivated. Now it's in the Culver City facility on Overland Avenue. And we're at the beginning stages of beginning to process the collection. And that means, you know, the cataloging, inventory, and conservation work on the collection.
Well, you mentioned wanting to talk about it. Give me one or two items that caught your imagination out of this.
Well, there's millions of items in the collection. I mean, the crown jewel of the collection is the Phyllis Wheatley book. And it was the first book published in America by a black author. And it was published in 1773. And we have the rare privilege of having the world's only known signed copy of that book.
Wow.
So it's really a hugely important piece of American history. And really, that's what this collection represents. It represents that part of American history that has been overlooked. If you went to an American public school, chances are you learn very little about the contributions that African Americans have made to America and the world. And this collection is going to go a long way to correct that misperception.
You talk about how much effort it was just to move the collection. Of course, that must have cost a lot of money.
Yes, it did.
I want to ask you how you're doing in fundraising, but first, Congresswoman Diane Watson had said that she was going to help allocate $150,000 in federal funds towards the center.
Yes.
She was kind enough to send us this note. It read, Congresswoman Watson is committed to securing federal funds for the Mamie Clayton Library. Unfortunately, because House Republicans failed to complete the annual appropriations process for fiscal year 2007, the federal budget is operating under an emergency continuing resolution. And so they're not sure if those funds are going to be available mid-autumn or after. How does that figure in?
Well, you know, I do know that the Congresswoman is committed to support the Mamie Clayton Library, and I know that the a request for funding has been resubmitted, and it's politics, and we sort of understand that it's an animal unto itself. So we have, you know, we're not letting any grass grow under our feet. You know, that we're continuing to seek funding from as many different sources as possible. I'm really happy to say that we recently got a Ford Foundation grant, which is, it's a real coup. You know, getting a Ford Foundation grant sends a message to the foundation community that Mamie Clayton Library and Museum is a presence in the foundation community.
Well, how involved are you directly? I mean, it seems to me that you're supervising so much of what goes on. How involved are you with everything that's going on with the collection?
Well, it's my life, you know, that, you know, I'm really, really pleased that I am able to continue my mother's legacy. You know, it's a great honor, and it's opened doors for me that have been absolutely wonderful. There are parts of the collection that have to be dealt with professionally. So right now I'm in the process of hiring personnel to perform various functions. For instance, a library and archivist who will oversee the organization of the collection. You know, right now the collection is sitting in our main exhibition area, what will become the main exhibition hall, in boxes on pallets. And we've got to get that collection inventoried and on shelves and so that it can be accessible to the public. And that really is a job for an archivist. And we also are looking for a facilities manager. Right now we have 23,470 square feet of building. That's
wow.
A lot of building.
Yeah.
And
well, I hate to break into this. We're almost out of time. How do you think your mother would feel about everything that's going on today with her collection?
Yeah, you know, my mother's smiling. You know, she's smiling. She's really happy about what's happening. And I think that she would be absolutely thrilled. You know, partnerships that we've been able to establish with the Library of Congress and some of the other major cultural entities, the Huntington Library, that's what she wanted for her collection. My mother, you know, often when she was asked why she spent so much of her own time and resources to assemble the collection, she would say so the children would know that black people had done great things.
Well, Avery, it's a perfect place to leave it. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Avery Clayton is director and CEO of the Mamie A. Clayton Library and Cultural Center. You can see items from his mother's film archive at the Casa Frehla Gallery's Hollywood to Harlem exhibit in New York City that runs through August 25th.